This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh resigned yesterday, submitted his resignation to Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla. Shri Biren, who has led the BJP government in Manipur since 2017, stepped down amid ongoing political developments and months of unrest and internal party politics in the state. More from our Imphal correspondent.
The internal party politics over the leadership of the state BJP government has been taking place for many days in the state. Chief Minister N. Biren Singh arrived in Imphal along with BJP Lok Sabha MP and BJP North East in charge Sambit Patra this afternoon from Delhi, where he also had a meeting with party leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah. Soon after the arrival at Imphal, Shri Biren chaired a meeting with the MLAs of ruling party at CM Secretariat Imphal. Afterward, he met the Governor of Manipur, Ajay Kumar Bhalla, at Raj Babul in Imphal. There, he submitted his resignation paper to the Governor. Meanwhile, the seventh session of the ongoing 12th Manipur Legislative Assembly is scheduled to commence from tomorrow. J.J. Thoksom, Akashvani News, Imphal.
In Chhattisgarh, 31 Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district yesterday. The bodies of all the killed Maoists have been recovered. Two security personnel have also been martyred in this encounter, while two other jawans have been injured. Injured jawans have been airlifted to Raipur for better treatment. The condition of both the injured security personnel is reported to be out of danger. Home Minister Amit Shah expressed condolences to the families of the two martyred soldiers who were killed in the operation against Naxalites in Chhattisgarh. In a social media post, Mr. Shah stated that the country will always be indebted to these heroes. The Home Minister reiterated the resolve to completely eradicate Naxalism from the country by 31st March next year. Paris is set to become the global hub for AI governance as world leaders, industry pioneers and researchers gather for the AI Action Summit 2025 on February 10 to 11. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will depart for Paris today to co-chair the summit alongside French President Emmanuel Macron. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with students nationwide in the 8th edition of his Pariksha Pe Charcha program at 11 a.m. today. Prime Minister will interact with students, parents and teachers to offer insights on exam preparation, stress management and personal growth. The program will be telecast live on Akashvani, Doordarshan, PMO YouTube channel and the social media channels of the Education and Information and Broadcasting Ministries. Delhi Chief Minister Atishi handed over her resignation to Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena yesterday, a day after Aam Aadmi Party faced a crushing defeat in the assembly polls. Atishi, who retained her Kalkaji seat, handed over her resignation to Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena at Raj Nivas yesterday. Meanwhile, the Delhi Lieutenant Governor has dissolved the 7th Legislative Assembly of the National Capital Territory of Delhi with effect from 8th February. BJP emerged victorious in the Delhi Assembly polls after winning 48 out of 70 seats. Aam Aadmi Party managed to win only 22 seats. The Israeli military has pulled out of the Netzarim corridor in central Gaza, a move confirmed by Hamas. This withdrawal is part of a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas. Palestinian police force took charge of the area to manage the flow of Palestinians moving through it. The Netzarim corridor, about 4 miles long, had been occupied by Israeli forces since the early months of the war, cutting off northern Gaza from the south. Many Palestinians had crossed through the corridor to return to their homes after seeking refuge in southern Gaza. In the Indian Super League 2024-25, Bengaluru Football Club comfortably ousted Jamshedpur Football Club by 3-0 at the Sri Kantirava Stadium yesterday. Bengaluru Football Club broke their three-game-long winless streak at home to progress to the fourth spot in the standings, with 31 points to the name from 20 matches now. Jamshedpur goalie Albina Gomez was the star of the show, pulling off two exceptional saves to keep his team from getting off to a jittery start. In cricket, India defeated England by 4 wickets in the second one-day international match at Barabati Stadium in Cuttack to seal the series 2-0 with one match left. This is India's seventh successive bilateral ODI series win at home against England. Chasing 305 runs to win, the men in blue scored 308 for 6 wickets in 44.3 overs, with captain Rohit Sharma scoring a significant 119 runs and Shubman Gill scoring 60 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.